And now to what it's like being artists in the pandemic and a new Wisconsin-made feature-length film called Trace the Line. Here's a bit of the trailer.
American cities up in flames after some protests turned into riots.
Are we the sickness? The saboteur?
Do you see films and TV shows capturing social movements like Black Lives Matter or complex societal problems like systemic racism intensified by the pandemic? What have you noticed in visuals and in storylines? It's 800-642-1234. Alex Miranda Cruz is a producer, screenwriter, and director. He is co-founder of Brave Bird, a woman and minority-owned video production company in Madison. Alex, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Me, Kate. It's a pleasure.
Good morning. Noel Miranda is with us as well, a writer, producer, and co-founder of Brave Bird. Noel, welcome to you.
Good morning, Kate. We're so honored to be here with everyone today.
Good morning. Noel, starting with you, give us a thumbnail of what Trace the Line is about.
Trace the Line is a visual reflection of what we all experienced and processed last year. So we cover the early events of the pandemic, what that was like in the Midwest, and then really the Midwest was an epicenter for a lot of events that happened last year with George Floyd and Jacob Blake. And so we followed two artists in the Midwest, a poet and a painter, and how they process all that we all experienced last year through their art.
And Alex, you know, you look at the role of artistic expression in the pandemic and the political strife and the social movements, and all of this is happening as you are, you know, doing the filming, as the filming takes place.
Yeah, that's right. We did write a narrative film, but we were also very nimble and accommodating to what was happening live. And so as events were unfolding, we were writing them into the narrative. And so it was a unique process. It was one that I've never done before, but it was definitely a great collaboration with all the artists. And I think we really believed in the message, and we got some authentic footage.
Yeah, your lead actor, who is the spoken word poet, was actually at the Black Lives Matter protests on the front lines of raising awareness about police brutality. How did that first person experience influence the film?
Yeah, that's right, Kate. Actually, several members of our team have been involved in the protests that we were seeing across the country. For example, in addition to Matthew Charles, who's our lead actor, we also are our main producer, one of our main producers, Zim Van Groth in Minneapolis. He was there for the whole protest for George Floyd from the beginning to the end, and had captured original footage with his iPhone or his cell phone. So then myself and Noel, we were out here in Madison marching with our leaders, our local leaders. So I think it just really added to the authenticity of the story that this isn't just a movie for us, this is a movement, and we really believe in the message, and we're all coming to a place of like unity and like, what do we need to do to move forward together as a community?
In some respects, I want to call the film a documentary, and there are other moments it's more narrative. So, Noel, how do you work with those two contrasts? And is there like a blurring of the line in this?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I felt like we were watching our art become reality in some ways, and it's a very odd experience to see that unfold. It's very unique, with pandemic films. Most pandemic films have been more comedic, but ours is really trying to process and sift through everything that we experienced. And I think what both documentary, melding documentary and narrative together, narrative does a really good job of building empathy and compassion and helping us to see things from other people's, lived experience. And I think the documentary, just the documentary aspects that we incorporated into the film, I think really rooted in reality. And our hope, one of many hopes that we have with the film, is that this is kind of a call to action for many people, that We all see where we can improve our communities, how we can work together. It's beautiful to be able to meld so many of our own experiences. Hmm. Both Alex and I have experience both in narrative and in documentary. So it was kind of the perfect storm, but in a good way.
Well, let's go back to the poet and a painter, Alex. And in real life, both of the leading actors in the film are artists. And here's an excerpt from a poem by Matthew Charles called Caterpillar.
I've been bridging the gap between who I was and who I want to become. Currently, I'm the middleman in the middle of both. I don't stand still, though I run. The second I lift my foot, the ground under it turns to crumbs.
What is the meaning behind Caterpillar?
Oh, that's a great question, Kate. I'm not the poet, so I would leave that for Matthew. I can only share my interpretation of... As the poem continues, he says, he can't go back to Caterpillar. So from my perspective, I really see someone who's like a person who's going through the journey of life, and life is very complex. There's ups and downs. There's valleys and plateaus and mountains that we have to go through. But we can't go backwards. We have to continue to go forwards because it's part of our maturity. It's part of our growth. It's part of our character evolving. Over time, and this metamorphosis that we need to go through, this transformation, to me as a director, it really resonates with the purpose of the film, which is trying to reconnect with our origin. What is it to be human? Hmm. What does our humanity look like? And, you know, what does that metamorphosis look like as we age through time? We have to grow. We have to grow up in a way that's, you know, that is healthy. So it's not only individual, but it's also corporate. And so that scene is so pivotal. Thank you for sharing that. And we just wanted to kind of show what 2020 looked like to two different artists, one spoken word artist, another a visual artist. And I think that art has a way to express so much that's in our psyche and our heart.
Picking up on something you said there, you know, humanity has been tested, especially in the pandemic. Noelle, what transformation have you gone through in making this film?
There's so many things that I could share. I feel like anytime you make a piece of art, I feel like you figure out more about yourself. And in some ways, I feel a little selfish because I know the story behind the making of the movie. And that's really what I'm excited to share with audiences, not just the film itself, but the process to make it. So I think some of the ways that I've transformed as a result of working on this project together with Alex and our amazing team that's over 45 creatives at this point, is the importance of working towards the change that we want to see and the cost that can have. I think it's easy to want to give up or feel like our work isn't making a difference. But when you get passionate people together, that's when change can happen. And that's really the only way that change is possible, is if we come together. And so for me, it's been really interesting to see that firsthand, and the ups and the downs, and how people have been able to pull together even in such precarious circumstances. And I'm also just reminded of kind of how, to a certain degree, life is uncertain, and we don't necessarily know what tomorrow holds, but we can go further when we go together. And so those are just like a bird's eye view of what I've learned. There's a lot there, and I still feel like I'm still learning and will continue to learn with this project.
Noelle Miranda there, Alex Miranda Cruz as well, artists who depicted the pandemic through the lens of the creative class. Their film is called Trace the Line. What films have reminded you of 2020 or life in the pandemic? Do you like watching films or shows that reference the era we're in, or do you avoid them? What do you want to convey to artists in these times? Still time for you, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network.
We'll be right back.
It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're exploring the intersection of art and activism with a new film called Trace the Line. It follows two Wisconsin artists, a black poet, Asa, and a white painter, Eva, as they confront structural racism and police violence, inequality in America, and the devastation of the pandemic. Can art be the impetus for transformational change in our communities, in Hollywood? How so? Do you seek out films that grapple with intractable issues? Join in 800-642-1234. Producers Noelle Miranda and Alex Miranda Cruz, they co-founded a woman and minority-owned video production agency in the Madison area. They stay with us for about seven more minutes. I want to look here for a moment. You know, Hollywood is and has been overwhelmingly white, overwhelmingly a male business. And Alex, you have new voices here at the table with this film. What impact does that make, and how are stereotypes perpetuated in filmmaking?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Well, you know, Hollywood hasn't been around very long. If you think about it, it's probably 120-year history. So even the format of filmmaking and photography itself is not very old. And so a lot of the tactics and strategies that we use for filmmaking were originated in several countries, Western European countries, and of course, America. And at the time when film was created, it was done by one demographic, one gender, and it kind of stayed that way for over 100 years. And so we're just now starting to see a breakthrough with more diverse storytellers, not only in front of the camera, but behind the camera, in the director's chair, the cinematographer's chair, in the editing room. But we also need diversity in the studio system. We need diversity with those who handle the purse, those who are calling the shots. And so this is a very big challenge that we have. I don't think it's something that we need to be afraid of. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's time to evolve our craft and to allow new voices to come in, to explore new genres, new styles of filmmaking, new ways of writing. And so I'm hoping that Trace the Line could be one small drop in a sea of change that the industry needs. And furthermore, this is something we see across all verticals. It's not just in the entertainment industry. I think we kind of see the same narrative across many different industries where it's one gender, one demographic that mainly calls the shots.
Noelle, could you talk about what you mean by, you know, cinema dignity in the cast and the crew of Trace the Line?
Yeah, for us, kind of jumping off of what Alex has shared about the entertainment industry, so often I think stories can be told from the lens of exploiting or just purely for the sake of action with not much of a message behind us. But for us, we want to be an alternative that isn't really present in storytelling yet. And for us, that's focusing on human dignity. So telling stories through the lens of empowering or repowering the people groups that we're depicting. And it influences the process by which we do everything in film. So using ethical practices in our storytelling and making sure that whatever lived experience we're portraying on screen, people with that actual lived experience are writing and checking for authenticity. And this not only brings humanity and dignity to the people being represented, I think it helps people understand reality better and is ultimately a better experience for audiences. So for us, it's not just the product or the video itself that we're hoping has that dignity, but it's the process by which we make the film as well, that for the people working on our sets, we pay them equitably. We treat them in a way that is with care, which also isn't really present in the entertainment industry sometimes. So it's you'll see it both in the visuals and the behind-the-scenes process as well. That's what Cinema Dignité is for us.
What I'm hearing is the way you make a story matters, how you treat people matters.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Alex and Noelle Miranda, they are creators behind the film Trace the Line, as we talk about it. Alex, what are the next steps here for Trace the Line? What does the future hold?
Yeah, thanks, Kate. The future is a little bit ambiguous right now. We made this film, which is incredible, during the pandemic. It's just an insurmountable feat. Like, I've never made a movie during a pandemic. It's hard to make a movie as it is under normal circumstances. Furthermore, we made a film outside of the studio system. So we did a lot of fundraising and just creating our own little team here. So support is a major aspect of this. We need the community support. We want the state of Wisconsin to get behind this film. I think that's probably my biggest goal right now. It's not a distribution deal, but to get the state to come and support us to get behind this film and show on a state level what we're about, you know, what Wisconsin's about, what Madison and Milwaukee is about. And we're really serious about change. We want to see transformation happen. This is just one story. There's so many more out there. So the next step, really, I'm fundraising right now to raise the finishing costs for the film. There were about 45 creatives. Most of our production was local talent from Wisconsin and Madison and the Milwaukee area. And, you know, our actors, they've never acted before. They're real artists. So we want to use this as a platform for them to help show their art because they're doing great work that also is furthering the call of healing and transformation and direction. So I would just invite listeners here, if you're interested in supporting our project, there's so many different ways. It's not all financial. We also need moral support. We're trying to build an audience. We're trying to build awareness. And it's really hard to do this by yourself, right? When I'm not a known director. This is my first feature-length film. But we have something that is so authentic, and it's so special, and it's such a marker in history. Like, we captured so much. Like, I was out there filming in the protests. We used footage that we filmed during the protests in the film. You know, this is real stuff. It's not made up. But so we have a website. It's called tracethelinefilm.com.
Well,
and so
we are
people
out of time.
Can visit there.
Yeah, Alex and Noel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. It was a pleasure.
Take care. Thank you.
Alex and Noel Miranda, creators behind the film Trace the Line. We do have a link as well to their film at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.